We sat in the June dusk discussing our brother Edward, and Blanche, my younger sister, took the plait of hair she was chewing from her mouth to say, "Did you notice he broke the glasses the undertakers had drunk from? Sherry glasses?" I moved uneasily on the stone step I was sitting on. It was growing chilly, and Marcella said cold stones gave you piles. "No, but it's the kind of thing he does," I said gloomily. "Do you realise he always puts his feet on the opposite seat when he travels in a train, in case there's an accident, you know? He worries about his legs getting chopped off. But why break the undertaker's glasses?" Blanche stood up and stared across the darkening garden. "Oh, I don't know," she said. "Perhaps he thinks death is catching, that undertakers sort of spread it about to get customers. He says he's the head of the house now Grandfather's dead, and he wants to order us about, although he's really terrified of everything. Let's go in. It's cold, and bats are flapping their wings in my face."